Hi, and welcome back to the Mike Koenig Show, Think Wing Radio on CNN 650 and CNN650.com. We are here today with Heather Saucier of the Harris County Flood Control District. Our call-in number, if you want to join the discussion, is 713-9650-650. And, of course, that's 713-9650-650. So, Heather, during the break, we were actually discussing the fact that tomorrow, yeehaw, is the beginning of hurricane season.
That's right.
So what relation, well, I'm not going to say relation, what would you say is the role or participation of the district in dealing with that for us? What should we look forward to from you guys over the years in terms of helping?
Well, we're certainly putting a lot of projects in the ground, Mike, to be able to reduce people's flooding risks and damages. And we like people to think of us as a large construction agency, basically building projects year-round, reducing flooding risks. And a lot of those projects, many people have probably seen just driving around the Houston area. We widen and deepen a lot of our major bios to give them greater capacity. We excavate massive stormwater detention basins. And for those who may not know what those are, they're essentially very large holes in the ground, and we dig them next to the bios. And their job is to store stormwater that would otherwise overflow from the bio and flood people's homes. And we also do a lot of voluntary home buyout programs where we help people living in areas that we say are hopelessly deep in the floodplain, meaning they're in areas that were developed that never should have been developed, and the homes flood repeatedly, and we help those people move to higher ground. So we're certainly doing our part to reduce flooding risks and damages here in the Houston and Harris County area. However, we do ask that the residents here do their part as well. And with hurricane season officially beginning tomorrow, we want people to be aware that as they stock up on bottled water and non-perishable food items and batteries and duct tape and all the essentials that we hear about all the time, we'd like them to include flood insurance in those items. Absolutely. You know, a lot of people are under the misconception here that if they don't live in a mapped floodplain, they're not at risk for flooding.
Yeah, there's always a first time, and you don't want to be in that.
Well, we don't want people to look up their address on the floodplain maps and say, oh, look at that. I'm not in that blue shaded area. That means I'm not in a floodplain and I'm not at risk for flooding. What we want them to understand about the floodplain maps is that they are very good indicators of your flooding risks if the nearest bio is to come out of its banks. But how often do we see people flooding? Not because the nearest bio or stream has come out of its banks, but because the water is having a difficult time reaching the bio.
Flowing fast enough.
So often, it's really the storm sewers and the roadside ditches exceeding their capacity, and the water in the streets begins to pond, and then it begins to rise, and it eventually inundates homes. And half or more of the flooding that we see in the Houston area is from that type of flooding. We call it internal drainage flooding. And it's because our storm sewers just aren't designed to get that water out to the bios fast enough. And that type of flooding is not depicted on the floodplain maps. And so we really want people to know. I actually heard someone say this to me once, and I thought it was funny, but I also thought it was very accurate. He said, take out your driver's license and look at it. If it says Houston on it, you're in a floodplain, and you need to have flood insurance. And I laughed just like you, and I thought, but you know what? That's great.
Because our house, technically, I think, is like two blocks outside the 100-year floodplain. And, you know, I don't think I pay but $200 or $300 a year for insurance. You're talking about less than $30 a month.
Yes.
And if you have to make one claim in your lifetime, it will have been cheap at the price. It's just, you know, it's less than a tank of gas every time you fill up every month. So
back in April of 2009, we had a lot of rainfall on the west side of town. Some areas got about 8 inches of rain in 3 hours. 2,300 homes flooded back then. And we got out a map and we counted those parcels. And 70% of the homes that flooded were not in a mapped floodplain. And I can't tell you how many people came forward and said, we just remodeled our kitchen. We just remodeled our bathroom. And we're talking $50,000 worth of damage, $75,000 worth of damage. And that's why we really just want to encourage people. Not that hurricane season is the only time that we're vulnerable to flooding by any means. We have had major floods in every month here in Harris County. So we can flood year-round here because of our climate. But we just want people to remember flood insurance as they're preparing for this hurricane season.
Yeah, this is something I don't want to beat a dead horse on this, but it's just so important to be properly insured. You hear so many heartbreaking stories about people not only rising water from floods, but wind damage, trees, limbs, things like that falling on their houses. I still see houses with blue tarps on the roofs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just heartbreaking when people try to save that money. And I appreciate some people are going through hard times. But, you know, it's a foolish saving considering that unexpected events are unexpected. You need to have that level of preparation anyway.
Well, a lot of times, you know, people believe they're covered if they have homeowners insurance.
No rising water.
Right, because flooding is defined as rising vagrant water, and that is not included on a home insurance policy.
Right.
So we just want to make that clear.
Can you explain to us a little about what it means to have a 500-year floodplain, a 100-year floodplain? What does that tell you when you're looking at that map or debating your flood risk?
I'm glad you asked that question because a lot of people will come and say, I heard that we just had a 100-year flood in my area and I didn't flood. So I'm canceling my insurance because this isn't going to happen for another 100 years. It's a misconception that's out there. I'm glad that we're talking about it. If we looked at 100-year floods, if we took a look at that rainfall amount and looked at it across millennia, then yes, on average, a 100-year flood would occur about once every 100 years. But we're not living across millennia. You know, most of us just live within a 100-year period of time.
Plus, we're changing the shape of the land every year. So that's going to change the runoff patterns, the pooling patterns. It is, to use a word, an evolving situation every year.
The way we like to explain it is that if you're in a 100-year floodplain, you basically have a 1% chance of flooding in any given year. And people say, 1%, that's nothing. So
I'd buy a lottery ticket with those odds.
Well, the way that I like to put that into perspective is to say that over a 30-year period of time, which is the duration of many home mortgages, if you're in a 100-year floodplain, you have a minimum of a 26% chance of flooding if you're in a 100-year floodplain. That chance increases as we move closer to the bio.
We are going to be taking a break in about a minute, so we may have to interrupt your answer to this. The floodplains are not fixed. They keep evolving. So what are the district strategies now in terms of detention facilities versus retention facilities, which you educated me are different things? Channeling, sometimes the water moves too fast down the channel to where it's going, or it doesn't move fast enough. I think we're going to have that answer when we come back.
Yes, we will.
You are listening to the Mike Koenig Show on CNN 650 and CNN650.com. I'm here with Heather Saucier of the Harris County Flood Control District, and we will be right back.